Oh, no, they wouldn't like me, he says.
Oh, yes, they would,
says I, imitating of him.
They always likes a bone or two to clean their teeth on about tea time, which you has a bag for.
Well, it was an odd thing, but when the animal see us a-talking, they lay down. And when I went over to Bazika, he let me stroke his ears, same as ever. That there man came over, and blessed, but if he didn't put his hand, and stroke the old wolf's ears too. Take care, says I, Bazika is quick. Never mind, he says, I'm used to him. Are you in a business yourself, I says, taking off my hat, for a man what trades in wolves, and cetera, is a good friend to keep us. No, says he, not exactly in the business, but I have made pets of several. And with that, he lifts his hat as polite as a lord, and walks away. Old Bazika kept looking after him till he was out of sight, and then went and lay down in a corner and wouldn't come out the whole evening. Well, last night, so soon as the moon was up, the wolves here all began howling. There weren't nothing for them to howl at. There weren't no one near, except someone that was evidently a-calling a dog somewheres out back of the gardings in the park road. Once or twice I went out to see that all was right, and it was. And then the howling stopped. Just before 12 o'clock, I just took a look round afore turning in, and bust me, but when I came opposite to old Bazika's cage, I see the rails broken and twisted about, and the cage empty. And that's all I know for certain. Did anyone else see anything? One of our gardeners was a-coming home about that time from Harmony, when he sees a big grey dog coming out through the garden hedges. At least so he says, but I don't give much for it myself, for if he did, he never said a word about it to his missus when he got home. And it was only after the escape of the wolf was made known, and we'd been up all night a-hunting of the park for Bazika, that he remembered seeing anything. My own belief was that the Harmony had got into his head. Now, Mr. Builder, can you account in any way for the escape of the wolf? Well, sir, he said with a suspicious sort of modesty, I think I can. But I don't know as how you be satisfied with the theory. Certainly I shall, if a man like you, who knows the animals from experience, can't hazard a good guess at any rate, who is even to try?